This has been several months in the making of Gulf Power working with not only the Navy, but the Air Force as well. We actually have three different solar installations.
Gulf Power's Natalie Smith says under a 37-year lease, the utility will use almost 600 acres of property aboard NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, and two outlying landing fields, Holly and Softly. Plans are to build two large generating facilities.
Those are some of the details that we have to work out with them and figure out, you know, how much space would be needed for all of the panels that we would want to install as well. And we'll be using a third party, Coronal Development Services, and they will actually build and maintain the facilities.
When completed around this time next year, the plants will look like your garden variety solar farm, only bigger with a larger generating capacity.
They'll be able to provide about 120 megawatts of power for all of our customers across Northwest Florida. That gives about enough power to provide approximately 18,000 homes energy for 1 year.
It's going to amass about 290 acres of approximately 657,000 solar panels.
Captain Keith Hoskins is commanding officer of NAS Pensacola. The project has its roots in the establishment by Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus of the Renewable Energy Project Office in May of last year.
Basically, that office helps the Navy enhance energy security on our installation by bringing 1 gigawatt of renewable energy and procurement by the end of 2015. And here we are today with a lease that's already signed, and we're ready to break ground and start construction next year.
Local bases involved in the project will not receive any of the solar power. No naval personnel or money will go into the project. So, what's in it for the Navy? Hoskins says in-kind considerations in terms of energy security.
Based on the value of the land, the Navy will receive up to that amount. That will be burying of lines on board one of my installations to ensure that in the wake of a storm that we have energy security and our lines will not be blown down so that we can sustain an energy source to all of our vital tenants on board NAS Pensacola.
Meanwhile, Gulf Power is working on another project to develop clean renewable energy from wind. Project Kingfisher was approved by the Public Service Commission earlier this year. Its 89 wind turbines could supply 180 megawatts, enough juice to power about 50,000 homes per year.
And we'll be looking to start providing energy from that wind farm, which is actually located out in Oklahoma. We will be taking that power from Oklahoma. It will be traveling here to be able to provide that renewable energy to our customers sometime next year.
Gulf Power's Natalie Smith says the development of solar and wind-generated electricity enables them to offer more fuel flexibility, adding green energy to the traditional coal and natural gas with an eye on the bottom line and the power bill.
That is the big piece of the puzzle there. We want to provide renewable energy. We want to have a very diverse portfolio of generation, but it has to be affordable and reliable for our customers as well, which is why we need more than just the renewable energy. We still need coal and natural gas.
The groundbreaking ceremony is set for 10 o'clock at the Mustin Beach Club aboard NAS Pensacola. And in case you're wondering, Gulf Power customers' rates will not go up because of the new facilities. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.